Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Rediscover Hope by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Ephesians 1:18. What is hope? If I asked that question to any stranger on the street today, I might get a cynical answer or frustration in return. Hope is something the world seems to think is in scarce supply these days. And as feelings of hopelessness spread, believers are in danger of becoming its victims as well. With the discouraging times we're living in, it's easy to lose focus on our promise as children of God. We get frustrated with how things are and forget that hope has a special meaning for us. Where the world bases its hope on what we see happening around us, we know that through Christ, it means so much more. When we invite Jesus to be Lord of our lives, we're offered the gift of eternal hope that will bring joy and peace, regardless of what we face in this life. Because we have this eternal promise, our outlook doesn't have to be affected by what we see. We have the supernatural ability to exude hope in even the worst of situations. Jesus was hope in human form when he walked on this earth, and he continues to be our living hope as we anticipate his return. Ephesians 1:14 explains the benefits of this hope we have in Christ. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he's purchased us to be his own people. The Apostle Paul knew our hearts must be filled with the light of Jesus, so we'll be in constant awareness of the hope God so graciously gives. The expectation that his promise will be fulfilled. If we let the light fade, we become vulnerable to the darkness of discouragement. But inspiration, like the words God spoke through Paul to the Ephesians, will restore our hope when our circumstances tempt us to give up. Let's include some inspiring verses in our prayer today to the author of hope. As we pray this together, let's allow the words to guide us in rediscovering the hope that's ours as God's precious children. May the world find this undeniable hope when they see Jesus' light shine through us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our living hope. We do not deserve the sacrifice he made for us, but you loved us enough to allow him to pay the price for our sin. Although we may never fully grasp the magnitude of his gift, we have hope because of Jesus. Lord, we wait expectantly for Jesus' return. We long for the day we'll see him face to face. That's the confident hope Paul talks about in his letter to the church. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he's given to those he's called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Ephesians 1:18. Help us to keep the light of Jesus in our hearts so we don't lose hope. The world may not see this hope right now, but through us may everyone discover and know the eternal hope of our Savior. It's hard to rediscover hope when bad things happen, but your word confirms that your goodness prevails through it all. You never forget the needs of your people. Psalm 9:18 says, "But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish." Thank you for this promise that even in the darkest times, hope will ultimately win. When we feel ourselves giving in to discouragement, help us claim the words of Psalm 33:20. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Today, tomorrow, and in the future to come, our hope remains in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.